everybody. Beth, we in the studio going to talk about a complex and powerful emotion today, loneliness. Even though it's a universal feeling, it is still very individual. We don't all feel lonely the same way and for the same reasons. It's way more complex than, you know, just being on your own. Most of us have experienced the feeling of being abandoned at some time in our history. When we were kids, abandonment felt scary and painful. I mean, we were created for community, so abandonment is by nature scary and painful. So when that need for community is left unmet, we react. Loneliness can be made up of many other emotions: fear, low self-esteem, confusion, hurt, sadness. There's so much that goes into being lonely. And loneliness can spur depression, a very real illness that affects many. The ADAA, that's the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, they say that depression affects more than 15 million American adults, or about 6.7% of the population over the age of 18. Most suffer severe depression for at least 2 years, and longer if they don't get any treatment. I believe that fighting loneliness can help these numbers because, let's face it, it's not a fun place to be. Now, I want to get something straight. Loneliness is not isolation. A lot of us that have come from a history of abuse and addiction think that loneliness is about being isolated. It's not the same, though isolated people may know loneliness. Many people can feel lonely when they're surrounded by friends and family, or even lying in bed next to a life partner. It can be confusing if you don't know what's going on. So how do we deal with it? Like most other issues, loneliness is not a state of being. It is a feeling. That's important to say that again. It is not who you are. It is how you feel. Most likely triggered by a memory of a similar feeling, your current feeling might be strong. Each of us is wired to notice danger and pain. It was put in us by the Creator to keep us safe. And our brain has a quote-unquote protect mode, and that feeling gets a lot of attention. So something happens and we remember another time when we had a similar bad feeling. You know, it could be a good feeling. This could be good stuff if you're swimming in strong waves and the memory of struggling in water comes and encourages you to either make your way to shore or to stop fighting and begin floating. The reaction is built in. All humans have it. It is a survival mechanism. Loneliness triggers us the same way. If your old memory is from childhood when you felt abandoned, you may not have solid ways to combat the bad or painful emotion. When that happens, the feeling can be magnified, and you can be overtaken because of it. Old experience couples with your current sensitivity, and then we fall prey to distress. It's not all about what's going on right now. It's about a history where being afraid has been triggered. We try to make sense of that bad juju, and we ask ourselves questions or tell ourselves statements that might not even be true. You know, we say something, why do I always feel like this? Or am I a loser? Or has anyone ever really loved me? I mean, the statements that you hear in your head, like you're such a loser, no one wants to be around you, nobody cares. These things are false ideas that are appearing real. And as your brain gets busy entertaining this kind of thought, we move into deeper levels of disconnection. Now, we were made to connect. So when we disconnect, it feels bad. We retreat because we're believing lies that have played in our heads for years, and we separate ourselves. And separation leads to loneliness. Wouldn't it be great if the feeling arose and we could just label it like that? Okay, Beth, you're feeling lonely. This is a feeling, not a fact. It will pass. All is fine. Just be gentle with yourself. Go find someone safe to talk to and tell them you just need to hang out for a little bit. Wouldn't it be great if we could keep ourselves from withdrawing or retreating into self? You know, when you were little and you felt this way, you might try to get a hug or run to a parent for support or some other trustworthy adult. As an adult, why can't we do the same thing? Why can't we just call somebody and say, I'm feeling lonely and I just needed to touch base with somebody who loves me? Why are we afraid? Why are we afraid to show our true colors? Why are we afraid to share who we really are? And how can we notice the thoughts that work against our highest good? Well, let's talk about that for a minute. First, let me ask you a question. Are you meant to be happy? If you were 7 years old and I asked you that question, you would say, yes! Why not now? What happened between age 7 and right now? If you want to assume life is hard and reality sucks, well, then you can assume that. But that creates the life you have if you're dealing with chronic loneliness. There's a researcher at the University of Chicago, and he's a psychologist. His name is John Cacciapo. I'm sure I said his name wrong, but I did grow up with Italian friends, but C-A-C-I-O-P-P-O. And he published a study that shows that untreated loneliness leads to illness. The stress it causes alters the production of white blood cells. Isn't that amazing? These are the cells that fight infection. So in the end, the lonely person is more vulnerable to infection and more susceptible to chronic disease. Also, just for those of you that are worried about those gray hairs popping up, premature aging is a byproduct. Okay, I'm laughing at something that seems very tragic. But what I want you to know is loneliness, if it's a feeling, we can fight it. Loneliness isn't being alone. It's the perception of being alone. Loneliness is a state of mind. So what are we going to do? I have a few ideas. Number one, have a plan. If loneliness is acute, if it's a temporal condition, like you just lost a loved one, you just moved to a new place, you just left one job and started another, you'll know that you'll eventually adjust. If loneliness is chronic, you need to take conscious action. You might need to go get medical help. Do not just avoid going to a doctor. Find out if your loneliness has moved into depression and get the help you need for that. If loneliness is chronic, but it's not depression, maybe you need a hobby. Maybe you need to volunteer. Maybe you need to meet people with similar interests. Maybe you need to put yourself back into the stream of life. How do you do it? That's my second point. Like Nike suggests, just do it. Action is going to be the ticket here. It can be a small action, subtle attempts. You know, talk to the clerk at the grocery store. Start there. Instead of checkout, go to the clerk and ask her how she's doing today. Tell a friend, you know, hey, just checking in. How are you doing? You could text at first. All right, I'll allow it at first. Eventually, we need some real contact, but start. Write a birthday card to someone and send it. Can you believe that? Somebody getting an actual birthday card in the mail? It is such an old-fashioned, wonderful thing. Why don't you be the one who always sends it? Start somewhere by taking action to connect. If you're holding yourself up at home or where you don't have to interact with other people, you're just furthering your pain. Okay, the third thing I'm going to talk about is changing your approach. Instead of focusing on yourself, do something good for somebody else. If you're feeling alone and hopeless, turn your attention to the needs of somebody else. Bring food to the soup kitchen. Clean out your closet and deliver the clothing to the Salvation Army or the Goodwill. Do something for someone else. And then the fourth one. Maybe this should have been the first one. Connect with God. The stronger you grow this relationship, the fewer your struggles will be with loneliness. It's a different connection. You know, don't get me wrong. It's not like getting a human hug, but it will also provide opportunity for other encounters. You can become a member of a spiritual team, and love will enlist you to work with others. Maybe you'll go on a mission trip. Maybe you'll volunteer at the soup kitchen and actually be the one dishing out the soup. The fifth thing I'm going to say, consider a pet. You know, dog is God spelled backwards. I don't know if that's a coincidence and just an English language fun thing. But the unconditional love that you get from a pet is wonderful. And dogs are naturally social and dependent. So they get you out of yourself. Other pets can do it too. You know, some cats are really standoffish, but some of them really need you. When they show up and they want you to pet them, they will not take no for an answer. Number six, don't hide out in technology. Social networks are not social interactions. I mean, they can be fun, but a face-to-face connection will help you overcome loneliness millions of times faster. Okay, I don't have any data to support that, but that's my belief. Live encounters spur living. Something about the live part of the encounter. The seventh thing, make time. Everybody is busy, but good relationships need time to grow. Make time for the person you want to become a friend with. If you meet somebody, say you went out on a limb and you went to a book club and you saw someone there that seems like they would be a good friend. Make time. Make the coffee date. Make it happen. Relationships have to have priority on your agenda if you are fighting loneliness. Number eight, you knew I'd squeak it in here somehow. Journal. Yes, it's time alone, but it's time spent getting to know your true self. That's a relationship that will really help you avoid loneliness, because when you know your true self, you'll take care of your true self. And before loneliness becomes a big issue, you will take your true self out and combat the loneliness. Journaling is your ticket to knowing yourself. The ninth thing I'm going to tell you, trust one person. It could be a friend, it could be a sponsor, it could be a therapist. However you do it, get the ball rolling so you get solution. Learn how to talk to one person. My husband Donald has a wonderful name for it. He calls it his faithful witness. And the tenth thing, keep trying. Persistence will pay off. You have to show up to be in relationship. Be kind. Be available. Keep trying. Loneliness can be a deep-seated issue. It may have started when you were a young child who was powerless over your circumstances. I get it. And that being said, you're not powerless today. There are paths to take which will improve your situation. Don't be afraid. We're here for you. We're praying for you. We believe in you. It's time to take addiction out of the shadows and shine the encouraging light of recovery on everyone affected. Good Seed Podcast is powered by BethWE.com, a nonprofit ministry based in Vero Beach, Florida. We'll start the uncomfortable conversations that turn despair into hope and complacency into action. Connect, communicate, and thrive with us. Check us out online at BethWE.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk again soon.